Adam Gilchrist, you had me at Chinese spies. What have you got for me? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, Britain's last governor of Hong Kong before we handed it back to China in 1997, Lord Patton, has suggested that the UK is at risk from Chinese spies exploiting visa rules to Hong Kong. We know there are about 34,000 people in Hong Kong who've applied for five-year visas. It's part of the deal. They probably have to have a bit of money in their bank account, is one of those. But then ultimately, they could settle in the UK. And according to Lord Patton, there are sleeper agents and informers amongst them. And indeed, the Times newspaper is kind of backing him up on that as well. Partly, it's thought, maybe agents to spy on us, but also to spy on Hong Kongers and find out who's behind the pro-democracy movement and that sort of stuff. The only thing is that you really don't have to sort of bury yourself amongst the 34,000. There are loads of Chinese people in Britain. We have China building nuclear, oil, gas, power plants and water supplies and you name it, and shopping like crazy in Bicester Village just outside of London, just near me. So kind of wonder, really?
Yeah, well, and as we know, most of the spying these days is done online. You don't need a visa to do that. Now, why are we talking about an alpaca?
There's been quite a campaign led. Normally, you know, if an animal catches bovine tuberculosis, it's a quiet or maybe slightly noisy end around the back of the shed and nothing more is thought about it. But this is a ruling that an alpaca called Geronimo has got a load of people behind him, including the owner, Helen McDonald, who says that although he has tested positive for bovine tuberculosis, she doubts the tests are accurate and he should be given a chance for life. 100,000 people have signed an online petition. She and 30 campaigners have marched, I mean literally marched, to Downing Street to try and persuade Boris Johnson to let Geronimo off the hook. Geronimo, being an alpaca, has that lovely, slightly sort of confused, nonplussed look the way that they have. But also, Ben, I'm afraid the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has said, nah, there's nothing he can do. And given that his name is Geronimo, he was always for the high jump, wasn't he, really?
I think Boris has got a few other things on his plate at the moment, and best of luck to Geronimo. We'll catch up tomorrow.
Cheers, Ben.
Adam Gilchrist joining us from the UK.